come to tempt your palate, and they make the rounds on the town in a maximum limousine. You found the right radio show for a couple of guys who are in the know about the best places to go in the local scene. Chef and the Fat Man. Why should you ever trust a cook that isn't portly? You found the right radio show for a couple of guys who are in the know about the best places to go in the local scene.
Welcome back, my friend, Chef and the Fat Man, live from the Big Green Egg Retail Center. I'm telling you what, if you missed the first hour, shame on you. In the first hour, we found out how wrong Chef Eric was about cooking a steak. I'm just recapping. Engineer, you've got a cold. Settle down back there. But all kidding aside, you learned about the difference between a flank steak and a skirt steak and how you can tell the difference. The best way to cut it, most people did not know the difference. Some people knew how to cut it, but you gave them an even better way to have them cut it. Also, we learned about how you can take pineapple, mozzarella, and bacon and make a tasty appetizer out of it. Chef Eric also chopped up some fine apples, which he put with butter and cinnamon and cooked down. I mean, all this in just the first hour, Chef Eric.
In xylitol sugar,
and you learned what xylitol was and what the sugar was and how it's actually much better for you.
Yep.
And, I mean, how much can you learn in 1 hour?
I know, right?
It's amazing. And we did have the raging debate about demystifying the myth of steak cooking, and Chef Eric has his opinion, and I have the right one. And because every time I come up with this research, because, see, I have the time to research. He does not. Uh-huh. And so every time I do the research, he always laughs about my research.
I don't always laugh about your research.
You do.
I laugh about the research when it comes from a source of, like, some kid in his mother's basement.
No, that was the Domino's.
Some guy.
Yeah, from the United States Domino Association. Now, whoever created that association, I give him credit.
The American Domino's Association of America?
Yes. I mean, I go to credible sources. Now, you can chortle, and maybe he does create all this stuff in his basement. But the steak stuff, I will send you the shame on me for not having this. I will post it on Chef of the Fat Man's website where you can go to read it for yourself, and then you decide whether or not you want to believe the research or not. But I will tell you what, having followed this guy for almost a year now, this guy is like Alton Brown on steroids. I mean, but the difference between him and Alton doesn't do a lot of his own research. He doesn't do it. He's got a lady who is who do this. This guy lives for the research. He wants to know why it works. He's kind of like you, Chef Eric. I'll bet you were that way as a kid.
I was.
You take things apart and put them back together again to see how...
Including my dad's very expensive antique Omega watch.
Oh, no.
Yeah. So I found out that watches don't come... You can't put them back together again as easily as you can.
I'll bet that must have been... Did Child Family Services get called?
It was not good.
Yeah.
Not good.
Yeah, it's like I did my dad's Mercedes. After it was 3 weeks old, I hit the back of a parked gravel truck. He did not find any humor in that since the paint job came from Germany. Anyway, enough of our follies of youth. But anyway, this gentleman who is... I've already contacted him because he's a genius at what he does. And he really, really, really explains it. Even stuff you didn't think you want explained, he does because he wants you to know 100%. Even the recipes that he posts every day, he gives you a brief description. But then he explains why it tastes so good and what are the things that make it happen. So the guy really, but it's information. I will get that, and I will post it on chefandthefatman.com. As I will, the pictures of your Hatch chilies, which is going into this recipe. And Chef Eric, it's just been an amazing first hour.
Well, let's move on to the second hour.
Let's do.
So what I've done so far is I took that wonderful dry-aged Whole Foods flat iron steak. And I...
Beautiful piece of meat.
Put some salt and Chef and the Fat Man Love Rub on it that you can get right here at the Big Green Egg. And that's it. Put it out on the egg I had the egg at about 450 on direct heat. So we got a nice little char to it. The meat's sitting out now. It went for about 10 minutes total.
Excuse me. The hash brown casserole has not come out yet. Go back into your... No, she wants the flank steak.
She wants the flank steak now? Yeah. All right. Well, I might be able to give you a little bit in just a second.
Oh, please.
But what I'm... Yeah, so I will talk about the hatch chilies.
Please
as well.
Do.
What I did with those is I roasted them, covered them with a little olive oil, a little bit of salt, put them on a perforated pan that we'd put out there on the egg. And yeah, make sure you got all of the membranes out, all the seeds out. And once they're roasted, brought them back in. You can cut them in half or whatever as they roast. They're going to shrink up quite a bit. So then what you do is you dice them, add them in with some parsley, some roasted garlic, some apple cider vinegar, and a little bit of olive oil.
Now, what does that kind of sound like? Because you see the what? The C word?
It's
go has, ahead. Admit it.
It has some similarity
to
chimichurri.
What? Chimichurri.
But again, we're all about teaching about basics here.
But that is an ultimate, and if you've never made it, you've got
to... the engineer wanted a piece of well-done meat. The outside is the only little tiny piece that's going to be...
My God, that was a thumbnail.
I can't. I know. I don't... Well, can't do well-done meat.
I can't either. Can you imagine that?
Destroy.
Can you imagine?
Yes. A perfectly beautiful, dry-aged piece of
and
meat.
Then you make it drier than the age?
Yeah. No, that's not going to happen. So, anyway... So what we did with the hatch chilies, just so we're back on track here, is I diced them up, added them again with parsley, garlic, olive oil, apple cider vinegar, into just a thick little dressing, like a chimichurri. And
I had to say that.
And then what I'm going to do is I'm taking these ciabatta sandwich breads.
So fresh.
Again, right from Whole Foods Bakery, and slicing these.
Now, could you toast those?
That's what we're going to do.
Are you? I was going to say, because I love toasting bread for anything. Hamburgers,
yeah, these are going to go
hot dogs.
And we'll put them on direct heat and get them toasted up quick. And in the meantime, again, the meat is resting. It was on there for about 10, maybe probably 12 minutes. And then the way we're going to finish this off is we're going to take the... ciabatta bread that's been toasted. We're going to put a little bit of our hatch chili chimichurri on top of that. Then we're going to slice on the bias the flat iron steak, or excuse me, the flank steak. This is not flat iron, it's flank steak. And then on top, if you've never used this mayonnaise from Whole Foods, it's called Sir Kensington's mayonnaise. It is the freshest. This tastes like homemade mayonnaise, and they have a chipotle mayonnaise. So we're going to use that as the dressing for the top of the bread.
That sounds amazing. So you're going to run the buns out?
I am going to run buns out. Do you have something you can say for a few minutes?
Yes. As a matter of fact, you know, I forgot to mention, today is, you'll appreciate this, National Taco Day.
Yes.
Even more, you'll appreciate it's National Vodka Day.
I do appreciate that very much.
And St. Francis of Assisi Day. Do you remember what his... patronage is famous for?
Patron of Assisi's?
Yeah. No, not Assisi's. Animals.
Animals. Yes,
patron
saint
of animals.
Anyway,
my friends, on this date, we'd like to remind you of what's been happening in culinary history. And on this date in 1879, Edward Murray East was born. He was an American botanist. He was a chemist, and he was famous for helping to develop the hybrid corn. Specifically, he concentrated on controlling the protein and fat content of the possible hybrids. And on this date, 1957, most of you won't remember this, but for those of you who do, the space age begins. And why did it begin? What was the single feature? Well, on this date in 1957, the Soviet Union launched Sputnik 1 into orbit. That was the first artificial satellite. It orbited the Earth about every 96 minutes. And it burned up and fell to Earth in January 4th of 1958. Also on this date in 1979, American actress Rachel Lee Cook was born. She began working as a model at the age 10. And how you may remember her, her picture is still used on boxes of Milk-Bone dog biscuits. Now, you know what? Hey, if it works, it works. And the Sheebies will be appreciative of this one. On this date in 1995, Edward H. Lowe died. And he invented something that's absolute necessity at Casa Jenkins, kitty litter. So, Mr. Lowe, thank you. What did we do before 1995? When we come back, more food, more fun, more celebrating the good life. It's Chef and a Fat Man live from the Big Green Egg Retail Center. We'll be back after Eric toasts his funds.